I'm voting for you, Wait and I'll stay. There are many, I'm not very tall or great, but there was a great one who wrote this.
But no words, but no words,
he wrote no words. Yes, it was Tata Quinn wrote this tune, he called the Maple Leaf. And it was here Emerson who wrote these words for us to sing.
I'm voting for you,
wait and I'll stay.
There's not too many,
I'm not very tall or great, but
there was a great one who wrote this tune.
But no words, but no words,
he wrote no words.
Yes, it was Tata Quinn wrote this tune, he called the Maple Leaf. And it was here Emerson who wrote these words for us to sing.
Missouri claims his name as one of our own, although he was born in Texas and taught his
song. He moved up to St. Louis back in 1885 and did some touring.
Before he was ever done and
live
with his
failure in old Missouri.
Started writing ragtime for the piano.
Yes, he was the ragtime king.
Missouri claims him as one of our own, although he was born in Texas and taught his song.
He moved up to St. Louis back in 1885 and did some touring.
He toured around some before he was ever done and live with his failure
in old Missouri.
Started writing ragtime for the piano.
Now we name some rags of his.
There's Weeping Willow and Teacher E. Rag,
the
Entertainer and Pineapple Rag, and the Easy
Whip
is Euphonic Sons,
Wall Street Rag,
Country Club,
The Sixer Moore, Searchlight Rag, Magnetic Rag, Eugenia and Stop Time Rag, Roseleaf Rag, the favorite
original
rag. Sugar Cane, his biggest project was his opera Trimonisha. Trimonisha has nine solos and a chorus, and it calls for dancing. There's its virtues as we do it. An allegory tells a story. You must get educated and leave all the superstitions far behind. His biggest project was his opera Trimonisha. Trimonisha has nine solos and a chorus, and it calls for dancing. There's its virtues as we do it. An allegory tells a story. You must get educated and leave all the superstitions far behind. In 1900 was the year this tune became a hit, although he finished it in 97. Publishers thought it too hard, but they were wrong, and Joplin had another hit a whole lot later, thanks to Robert Redford's movie with Paul Newman called The Sting. In 1900 was the year this tune became a hit, although he finished it in 97. Publishers thought it too hard, but they were wrong, and Joplin had another hit a whole lot later, thanks to Robert Redford's movie with Paul Newman called The Sting.